You're listening to KNKX. Counties across Washington state are suing companies that make and distribute opioid painkillers. Leaders in these counties say false advertising is partially to blame for widespread addiction. 88.5's Will James reports going along with that plan is a tough decision for one of the counties hit hardest by the crisis.
Cowlitz County in southwest Washington has the third highest overdose death rate in the state. It's just behind Clallam and Mason counties. And if you ask County Commissioner Dennis Weber, it does not have the money to deal with that kind of crisis.
I don't know about the other counties in the Puget Sound area, but property values in Cowlitz County are just now reaching 2008 levels. The recession hit us very hard, and so we're scrambling for every revenue dollar.
He says a sputtering economy is the reason the county is strapped, and it's also the reason more people are resorting to drugs. Addiction is a financial strain on local jails, emergency rooms, even the coroner's office. Weber says overdose deaths are a factor in the county's decision to build a bigger morgue this year in Longview, expected to cost $6 to $7 million. He wants to follow in the footsteps of King County, Pierce County, and others suing drug companies this year to recoup some of those costs. Thurston County became the latest to file a lawsuit last week. But Weber has to convince other elected officials in Cowlitz County to go along. Most importantly, prosecuting attorney Ryan Jervakainen, who has the final say. He says suing drug companies could be an expensive prospect in itself because it means finding a way to tally up the costs of addiction.
I could foresee it being a large task to, you know, trying to monetize or come up with, you know, damages. Or what are the damages of the opioid crisis?
He says a next step could be conversations with other county leaders to see if there's a way to answer that question with a dollar amount. Will James, 88.5 News.